Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Starts off with the song every time, well, has for the last few weeks. And, of course, this podcast sponsored by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. There are people you meet in life who are as good as they seem to be. Anyway, first of all, thank you for stopping by to listen to my audio ramblings, which goes along with my blogged written ramblings. If you're interested, my blog is Doc Anderson at WordPress. So if you search DocAnderson dot WordPress.com or Scott O, ScottO Anderson, Anderson dot WordPress.com, you'll find my blog. It's been going for, well, let's see, I've been blogging for 17 years, and for the last 11 years, I've been blogging, every day. So the majority of days, I would say probably 360 in the course of a 12-month year, 360 days, I blog. 5 days, I probably don't. It's not that I don't want to. It's just that, sometimes time gets in the way, and it's not possible to do so. It is what it is, right? Things happen, things start. Anyway, continuing to use the Microsoft Studio headsets, they seem to be working really well. The noise, the background noise for the podcast has reduced considerably, which is important, I guess. It's one of those things where, you don't realize how much noise there is on your podcast till you actually listen to it yourself. So I always listen to my podcast. It's usually 2-3 days later, but I do always listen to it after it's published because, I just want to make sure that I haven't published something that I need to take down, right? In particular, if sound quality is so crappy that no one can hear what's going on. Anyway, so I'm really pleased with the Surface Studio headsets. They work really well. A number of other things that, I'm looking at, kind of as we go forward, is to build a robot. I actually just published a new Hub Pages article. Hopefully it'll be available tomorrow, talking about, this concept of a robot for the home. And I gave three use cases, and I wanted to expand a little bit on those three use cases, because there have been products out there. There was a product called Keeker that did part of what we're talking about. Keeker was just too big. It was called a HomePod, and it was too big. But there's a number of things that you can do, and I'm thinking about, is that something I want to do? Is this something I want to actually, build myself or deliver myself or do myself? It would be one of those things where, it just adds a little interesting, to my day to day. It is always fun and always interesting, of course, to consider new projects. And that's a project I've been thinking about for a while. I've looked at a number of the kits that are out there. The reason that Keeker failed is it was too big. It was an egg, and it was kind of too big. And, it didn't really do everything it was supposed to do. It had a concept that was really cool, which is a 360 camera on top, camera facing in the front, and then a built-in projector. And that part was really cool. That part actually does quite a bit of what I was looking to do, kind of what I was driving towards. So it's one of those things where, if it's at all viable, anyway, it's something I'm thinking about building. The other two use cases, one was to be able to go under your house or under your crawl space or into tight areas in your house where you can't really get to, and look for things. And based on that, it's really important that, that it be able to get into those small spaces and get out. So it would need, probably tank treads, because they work better on multiple ground surfaces. And then the last piece of it, the projector,
Going into tight places in your home, or tight places where you are traveling or walking, or when I was a kid, we used to go into a cave called Wayne Cave, and Wayne Cave had a quarter mile, basically what is called a crawl opening, where you crawl into the cave. You never go into that cave when it's wet, because if it's wet, that little opening is full of water. So you crawl, somewhat dry. You crawl through that area. And then, at the end of a quarter mile, you step out into those gorgeous caverns. It's an absolutely beautiful cave. Absolutely love going there. But, it was crawl in, crawl out. And a quarter mile is a long time to crawl. You don't think about it until you're actually crawling, right? Well, with the what I'm calling the home automation, rover, you could send it in, right? It would go look and see if there's something on the other side you want to go look at. Which is, kind of a value proposition, kind of fun. And then the last piece of it was, home security, home protection, home, kind of home video, where you can take pictures of somebody breaking into your house, or you can go take pictures of the dog or the kids to see what they're doing. Send the rover in. If you're cooking dinner, send the rover into the other room to see what the kids are doing. Send the rover, to chase the dog when you're not home, just to see what the dog is doing. So, it's kind of this really interesting bit of technology that is combining robotics and home automation, home security, and other things. The other thing I was looking at is if you had a robotic arm that could lift up on the device and literally raise and lower the projector, because depending upon what room you're in and where you're sitting, where that projector is shining, it's very critical. It's very important, where the overall projector is shining, because that determines your angle, line of sight, so on and so forth. So, kind of this reality of as you go, as it were, robotics. So that's the project I'm thinking about doing. It's not clear yet all the way for me. Because I know I can buy the rover piece already. That's available. What I really haven't found is a inexpensive, and inexpensive is hopefully less than $1,000, ruggedized rover case where I can mount the other components to it. I'm not adverse to doing a little soldering if I need to. Anyway, that's kind of where the project is and what's going on. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day.